Press TV's news brief, a U-turn in U.S. policy toward Iran. Washington says it now recognizes Tehran's right to peaceful nuclear energy. It also says it's committed to a negotiated settlement. The new policy was outlined in a statement issued jointly by the U.S. and Russian presidents after a meeting in Mexico. Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood declares victory in the presidential runoff. Unofficial reports give the Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi the lead by nearly 52% of the vote. There are reports that the ruling junta is planning to declare the other candidate, Ahmed Shafiq, the winner. Israel has deployed armed forces and several tanks near Egypt's border. The move comes just hours after an Israeli man was killed in a cross-border attack. Both Egypt and Israel are obliged to keep the area demilitarized under the Camp David Accord. Demonstrators in Nepal protest against their prime minister just as Bahram Bahatari was leaving from Rio plus 20 UN confederates in Brazil. He was greeted by angry protesters. People say Bahatari is not eligible to attend the conference because he doesn't represent the country. Nepal currently has no parliament. The Greek president has given an official mandate to the winner of Sunday's general elections to form a coalition government. Leader of the New Democracy Party, Antonis Samaras, has already held negotiations with the socialist PASOK party leader. Talks will not be held with the anti-bailout Syriza party any longer. Amnesty International criticizes Cyprus for mistreating migrants and asylum seekers. The London-based human rights group says illegal detentions and the deportation of immigrants violate the laws of the European Union. It's also drawing attention to overcrowded and unhygienic conditions at detention centers in the eastern Mediterranean island. Spain's bond yields reach an all-time high over the country's huge economic problems. The alarming hike has raised fears that Madrid would be unable to survive for long without outside help. Spain has already asked for a bailout of its banking sector. The trial of Norwegian mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik enters its 10th and final week. On Monday, authors of a psychiatric report that found Breivik criminally sane gave testimony. They told the court that Breivik's mother described his son as wise, adult, and sensible.